This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Not saving the loss. I don't want any part of it. Time is running out. I don't have time to play. We need to get into God's Word and stop playing church. And the next thing is, since the Bible says they were comfortable, they didn't have a burden, he said they need to be awakened. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Romans chapter 13, verse 11 says this. It says, "And that knowing the time," oh my goodness, "that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we have believed." Oh my goodness. Do you know what time it is? I think that's the key. At the beginning, he says, do you know what time it is? Some of you are still thinking it's fun time, relaxing time. Folks, we are at war. It's a spiritual war that's going on. And many of you are still ain't even enlisted yet. And you're still sitting in the on the sideline, and many are AWOL, absent without official leave. You don't know what time it is. I'm telling you, it's time for action. He's saying, awake out of sleep. Anybody that's been asleep, notice you go shake them up so that they can wake up. The Lord is telling us to wake up out of our sleep, that we may do the things that He wants us to do. I want you to think about this thought. Jesus Christ will not come back until the church is fully built. So when that last soul has received Christ, He's coming back. The bridegroom will be made up. Are you delaying His return because you are not witnessing to someone that He wants you to witness to? You could be delaying the return of Christ because you are still asleep and He wants you to be awake. And I'm telling you, if you look at the times that we're in now, I love this scripture because it says, "For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe." It is getting close. I mean, it's right at the door. And as you read the book of Amos, you'll find out that these guys thought that the judgment of the Lord was far off. It wasn't going to affect them in their current state, their current time. And that's how we are as Christians. We study the Bible and we read these things the Lord says is going to happen. When we see it happening, we say, oh, it's not happening yet. I won't be here during these times. You better wake up because it's nearer than when you believe. It's right here. You have been at ease in Zion, and He is telling you to awake up out of your sleep. And we're about to close here. Now, what's the answer to this? The God gives us the answer to this in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. "And He said to them all, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow Me." In order to live, you must die. We must die to ourselves, our will, and turn it over to Christ. The world tells us that it should all be about us and us. But I'm telling you, as Jesus said, in order to live, you must die. As He says here, you must deny yourself. You are not going to follow Christ until you deny yourself. You have to deny your will, deny your comfort zones, and then say, I'm going to follow Christ. Can you imagine what the apostles went through during that time, leaving their comfort zone? Many of them was fishers, and they were comfortable fishing. And then you see this man, the Son of God, come and say, follow Me, and you're going to fish for men. What a change. I'm telling you, they were out of their comfort zone, but they denied themselves. What do you need to do?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.